The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Okay, we are joined by John Cummins, Minister of State for Local Government and Planning at the Department of Housing. Minister, a little bit of good news today on the housing figures for the first quarter, up 33%. What are you putting that down to?
Yes, Shane. Look, very positive figures for Q1. Almost 8,000 houses completed, which, as you said, is 33% up on last year. That's nearly 600 homes every single week now being completed in this country. And I think it's a direct result of the changes that have been implemented by government to stimulate supply. We've seen the likes of development levy waivers, Ishgair and refund scheme, VAT changes for apartments, all of those measures opposed by government, but thankfully obviously we did not listen to those and pressed ahead and made changes which we're now seeing thankfully come through in terms of completion figures.
Okay, like, could it be down to that already, or is it much more likely down to the fact that there was record commencement notices 2 years ago in 2024 because of a rush to take advantage of development levy waivers which expired early that year? Are we not just seeing those houses come to completion? Is it not a slightly artificial boost?
Well, look, we've seen 85,000 commencements over the last 2 years, 2024 and 2025. So some of them absolutely.
Yeah, 2024, Minister, I wouldn't be bragging about. I mean, you undershot your projections by quite a bit.
No, but in terms of commencements, which I was referring to there, obviously people did avail of Ishgair and refund schemes and development levy waivers that were implemented by the government, which were introduced for good reason in order to stimulate supply. And we are seeing them coming through in terms of the completion figures. We saw 36,500 homes completed last year. We see planning permissions up in 2025. We see more zoning warnings coming through from the local authorities. We see first-time buyer drawdowns hit an all-time high in the last 20 years. So, like, there are positive signals here in terms of output, but I can assure you there's nobody resting on their laurels in the Department of Housing. We have a significant amount of work to do to increase our housing output to reach our targets of 300,000 homes by the end of 2030, and that's what all of our focus is every single day of the week.
Okay, so I think it's almost 8,000 new dwellings completed in the first quarter of this year. Where does that set us in terms of the full year, do you think? What is the target for this year coming?
Look, it's obviously impossible to predict a completion outturn figure, but obviously it's 33% up on the exact same period last year. We know that last year we completed 36,500 homes in the country. Our target obviously is that target of 300,000 homes by the end of 2030. We know we have to get to 50,000 homes a year as quickly as possible, but the ramp up obviously in 2028 and 29 will be significantly more than what they will be in 26 and 27. And all of the measures that we are implementing as a government in order to help and stimulate those supply and help first-time buyers to be able to get their foot on the ladder, the likes of the Help to Buy, the First Home Scheme, Affordable Purchase Scheme, cost rental units, now over 6,000 delivered in this country from a standing start less than 2.5 years ago, and over 12,000 approvals for the Vacant Property Refurbishment Grant. All of these measures are really helping people, but of course we need to do more, and we acknowledge that as a government, and that's what we're working to every day.
So, I mean, is it too simple to say 33% up on last year so far? If we keep up that trend, then we'll be hitting conservatively the mid 40,000s and close to 50,000 this year completions.
I think it is too simplistic to say that because obviously we don't know where completions fall in a calendar year. Obviously, if you go on site or went on site in 24 or 25 with a very significant apartment development of 600 or 700 units and they fall completed in November or December of this year versus January of next year, it can have a very significant impact in terms of what the outturn is and if that's multiplied out across the country. But obviously the trends are positive in terms of completions, but it would be a foolish person that would be making a prediction at this point of the year as to what the outturn would be at the end.
Okay, like, this is good news today, and look, it's important to recognise that, and it's very welcome, the 33% increase. But the ESRI, and look, you've alluded to this yourself, the ESRI is saying it's well below the level needed, or what we're building at the moment is well below the level needed to bridge that gap that still exists between demand and supply.
Yes, and look, we acknowledge that, and I know people don't like to hear it, but the reality is between 2011 and 2016, we were building less than 10,000 homes a year. There is a significant unmet demand from those years, which obviously carry through, and they've been factored in to our housing action plan numbers of 300,000, which is an ambitious target to the end of 2030, but it is achievable. Obviously, the state taxpayers' money will spend about 9 billion euros this year on the delivery of housing, and that is appropriate that the state is investing that level of taxpayers' money in the delivery of housing. But we need 20 to 25 billion euro in funding every single year to deliver on those outturn figures to get us to 300,000, and the private sector and private finance does have a significant role to play in that, even if the opposition try to say otherwise.
Okay, do we know how many apartments, what percentage of that 8,000 dwellings complete? Do we know what percentage of those are apartments?
I don't have the exact figure, but it's over 2,500. It's up 33% or 34% on the same period last year. So it is a significant upturn in terms of apartments.
How worried are you, Minister, sorry to cut across you, about that legal challenge to the government's apartment standards guidelines? Where are we at in relation to that?
So that legal challenge is ongoing, but the revised apartment standards obviously are in place, and many people are making applications under the new standards. We are finalising a national planning statement, which will put them on a statutory footing, and we are, as an abundance of caution, carrying out a full SEA as part of that process, which we hope to have finalised and in place by the end of June. There's a lot of work ongoing by my officials in the department and in the environmental section to try and get that work finalised. And obviously we have had a piece in terms of the retrospective application of that to existing apartment schemes that has been on hold as a result of that challenge. And obviously when we have that national planning statement in place, we'll be able to kick on with that. So look, by the end of June is the target for that.
Okay, two last things before I let you go. Minister Simon Harris, speaking to Claire Byrne yesterday on this station, refusing to rule out the introduction of universal energy credits. The ESRI, though, quite critical of that as a policy measure. They basically say it would be much better to target those measures that could genuinely lift vulnerable households out of energy poverty. They say 1 in 7 households couldn't afford to properly, adequately heat their homes or pay their energy bills in full. You seem to be on a bit of a collision course with the ESRI on this.
Look, I respect the ERSI and they have a job to do, but government also has a job to do. We will keep every measure under
to get re-elected.
know, in order to support people at a very difficult time because of world challenges and what is going on in terms of energy prices. But it is also true to say that the state has introduced targeted measures. We now have 470,000 households that are in receipt of the fuel allowance, and as recently as March, 40,000 additional people on the working family payment were included in those fuel allowance supports.
Yeah, They say those households need an extra €480 per year on average to get them out of the energy poverty net, and they say you could do that for €370 million, far less than universal energy credits would cost.
And we will keep all of those matters under review in the context of the budget. But what I have to say is that obviously we have introduced package of supports over two rounds of €750 million in order to assist people with the energy shock that we are experiencing as a result of the war in Iran, probably the biggest global upheaval in terms of energy prices that we've seen since the 1970s. Government is responding and is listening, and we will keep those measures under review as would be appropriate.
Last question, Minister, what did you make of Catherine Connolly's criticism of the University of Galway, her former college, because of its ties to Israel and specifically to a company called Technion? What did you make of her criticism of her former college?
Oh, well, look, Shane, as you'll appreciate, it's a long-standing practice for government not to comment on presidents or comments that are made by presidents. So, look, she's entitled to her view. I'm certainly not going to get into a row with President Connolly over her comments.
Okay. Do you think, though, it is unfair to, in a general sense, let's leave the president out of it, there's been a lot of general criticism of University of Galway over this. The college say they're legally and constrained, and they also have EU constraints involved in this project. They say there's many different countries involved in it. They are the lead on this project, and they say it's not just as simple as them cutting those ties. So do you have sympathy with where University of Galway are coming from, and they're getting a lot of criticism in a general sense over this?
Yeah, look, all universities, leaving Galway even aside, are autonomous organisations, and there are obviously various matters that they have to consider. As a government, we have been exceptionally critical of the Israeli government and the actions that they have taken over a significant period of time now, and we will continue to do so, but matters in relation to education and research and those, they are a matter for the universities in and of themselves.
Okay, but not Catherine Connolly doesn't seem to mind commenting on issues that are a matter for universities.
Well, look, as I said, that's a matter for President Connolly.
Okay, it's just, I make the point, I know what you're saying about you don't want to get involved in a confrontation or an argument with the president, but she doesn't seem to mind putting her oar into political matters such as this.
Well, look, Shane, it would be unwise, as you'll appreciate, for me to comment on that. I appreciate why you're raising it, and I appreciate the way you are raising it, but you also have to appreciate that I am, as a member of government, not going to get into an argument with the president.
Okay, fair enough. Minister of State for Local Government and Planning at the Department of Housing, John Cummins, thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder this evening.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.